Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening to my beautiful planet Earth. I want to welcome you to It's All About You, the radio program that is celebrating life, prosperity, and unlimited potential. And I'm your host, I'm Darian Marshall, and as always, I'm really excited about it being Monday because I get to do my show and be able to share with you some life-altering and for the better information. And today is no different. My guest today is Susan Anderson, and she's author of the book, Taming Your Outer Child, Overcoming Self-Sabotage and Healing from Abandonment. Now, I want to share with you just a brief, just a little bit of her biography, so to speak, just to let you know that Susan Anderson is the real deal. She's a psychotherapist, and she's founder of the Abandonment Recovery Movement, not Abandonment Recovery Center, Movement. So there's a lot going on here. She has 30 years experience working with the victims of trauma, grief, and loss. So she's also the author of a book called The Journey from Abandonment to Healing. Now, over a quarter of a million copies of that book have already been sold, so she's helping so many people on this planet. And she does workshops throughout the world, and she's doing all sorts of great things. The reason why I wanted to read that to you, because let's just be honest, I don't mean to judge folks, but we've run into a lot of people. You know, they may help one person in their church, God bless them, or they may help a person in the neighborhood, and now they're experts, and they're running around telling everybody they have all the knowledge, and then you find out that they really don't. But I wanted you to know that this lady is the real deal. She's really here to do the work, and I'm really just honored and privileged to have her on the show. Why do we do self-defeating things like eating an entire sleeve of cookies when we are supposed to be on a diet, or running up charges on our credit cards when we're already struggling to make the minimum payment, or acting out in ways that sabotage our relationships? Well, this is what we're going to talk about today and how we can overcome these things and live a more peaceful and productive life. So that's why I'm grateful to have my guest on. So welcome to the show, Susan. How are you today?
Oh, I'm wonderful, and thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, thanks. I know you writers and speakers are really, really busy, so it's nice for you to take your time to be with us.
Yeah, it's my pleasure.
Now, you know, for years now, you know, we've always heard about the inner child. In fact, the other day I was watching an old Golden Girls show and episode, and I remember the old lady was saying to Dorothy, they were going to a seminar to this public speaker. He was an inspirational speaker. And she says, yeah, we're going to try to get Dorothy's inner child to shut up. So I thought about that all the way in the 80s, we were talking about the inner child. But here you're talking about the outer child and taming that outer child. So exactly what is the outer child and how does it relate to self-sabotage?
Well, you know, the inner child is all about your feelings, you know, your hurt, angry, mad, sad feelings, and your outer child is all about the way you act those feelings out.
Mm.
You know, we can't help what we feel. The feelings are involuntary. That's why they're sort of the innocent inner child kind of domain, because we're sort of helpless to do anything. If we feel a certain way, that's how we feel. But we have a great deal of control over how we behave according to that feeling, how we react to the feeling. Only we tend, when we're tired or when we're just sort of doing our thing, to fall back into patterns that are self-sabotaging, but we learn them in childhood or adolescence, and they're no longer in our best interest, but we're still doing them.
I see. Now, how do our abandonment issues lead to outer child patterns?
Well, you know, we all have a basic fear of abandonment. We're sort of almost born with it in the sense that we all have birth trauma. And, you know, we all went through childhood where we had to separate from our parents and had to go to school and deal with our students and friends and, you know, teachers. And we all have a basic fear that somehow we're not enough and somehow we're not going to be able to hold on to, you know, the people who are dearest to us. We are very sensitive to people walking away from us, leaving us, dismissing us, not listening to us, not deeming what we have to say or do important. We're sensitive to that, some of us more than others. And so the fact that the people who are aware of the fact that they're very easily offended and they have tremendous sensitivity to rejection know that they're reacting to that, and some people who aren't so sensitive, at least aren't aware of it, to rejection, don't maybe know why they're lashing out or overeating or overspending, but we're all having behaviors that attempt to sort of medicate us, to soothe us from this undercurrent of abandonment feelings.
Interesting. When you were saying that, I just thought of a family member, I know she may be listening, during my mother's, when we were preparing for the funeral, she had Alzheimer's for years, and eventually she passed. But during that last 6 months, we had a family member who was just going off. Like, she would call me or call another family, a brother or sister or something, and if we didn't answer the phone right away or we couldn't get to her right away and maybe later or the next day, I mean, she would really go through this thing like we just forgot about her, you know, like we cut her off. And, of course, that wasn't the case with us, but for some reason that's what was going on in her mind. I just thought of that when you were saying this.
Yes, because it may have warped her perception momentarily because she was going through something that triggered her abandonment fears, and she was looking at life through the prism of those fears, and she misunderstood and thought that the, you know, she wasn't being listened to or wasn't being connected with her family, and it was just a momentary sort of a warped perception. And, you know, we see a lot of that in relationships with our lovers. We may feel insecure. We feel the person pulling away when maybe they aren't pulling away. But the insecurity, that all of those emotions that get triggered sort of distort our perception sometimes and cause us to react to situations that aren't even happening.
Yeah, very good. So how do we stop the outer child from sabotaging our lives and relationships?
Well, you know, the more awareness we have about what our outer child is up to, the more able we are to stop the self-sabotage. We all have unique characteristics. Some of us, you know, overeat. Some of us overdrink. Some of us watch television too much. Some of us do all three. Some of us do a lot of procrastination. We avoid doing things that we should be doing, and then we tend to put off till tomorrow other things, and then we do things we shouldn't be doing, such as we're maybe sitting around, you know, eating potato chips and watching the game instead of going to the gym. You know, these are the kind of things that each person has his own group, you know, his own outer child profile. So the more aware we are of what we do that sabotages our goals, we get a leg up. That awareness helps us spot the outer child and catch it red-handed when we can. But awareness is only, you know, a small part of what we have to do, because we don't think our way out of self-sabotage. We don't, you know, aware our way out. We do our way out. We have to do things differently because we're changing, you know, behaviors, because that's what outer child is all about, the acting out behaviors. So the program is all about, first of all, gaining that awareness and then acting on it in a positive way.
Good, 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 good. I forgot to mention to you, congratulations on your new book.
Oh, thank you.
I am a book cover maniac. I love the way this book looks because I see the crayons drawn, you know, all in the background, drawn around, and it looks chaotic, yet with the blue stripes across, something, it just seems to kind of calm everything down.
Yes, that's the whole idea. It's the taming. Here's the outer child kind of scribbling, kind of impulsively scribbling, having fun, making something relatively pretty. I mean, a lot of our outer child behaviors, you have to admit, they're fun.
Right.
I mean, you know, we're having a second piece of cake, or we're chasing unavailable lovers, or, you know, we're doing something that's fun. It's gratifying. but we also can calm that down so that we can accomplish even more important goals.
Very good. Now, was this your idea, this cover? I mean, this is very effective. I love it.
I have to give the entire credit to the wonderful publisher.
Ah.
New World Library is creative and has, you know, really supported this book and come up with a beautiful cover.
They are the best.
The best.
I'm telling you, they really are. Because I've had so many guests on from New World Library, and all their books, I mean, there's something about the way these books, you could almost feel the inspirational energy coming from the book. They're awesome. They really are.
Yes.
Now, I saw this word, abandaholic. I thought that was very unique. Did you come up with that word, abandaholic?
Yes. The abandaholic, it seemed to me a word that I couldn't help but come up with, because when you become involved in cycles of abandonment, which a lot of people do,
mm-hmm.
They keep getting involved with people who keep leaving them. They can't seem to get a relationship to last. They seem to only be attracted to the unavailable. So when they're attracted to the unavailable and they get that sort of thrill from constantly being on the prowl and trying to get that hard-to-get lover to love them, you know, when they're in that cycle, they're almost addicted. In fact, I would call it a real addiction, because it does involve the endorphins in the brain, because those are secreted and you become, and there are other neurochemicals also that you become addicted to, and therefore you keep going in these cycles of reabandonment. So that's why I named a holic. You become addicted to the drama of abandonment, because the abandonment part is painful,
mm-hmm.
but trying to get that, you know, that indifferent person to come to your side, to trying to seduce the love from that indifferent person is a game, and it's very gratifying, even though it produces pain in the end.
So is there some type of power thing with that when we do that?
I think so, because when we're trying to win a game, you know, if we're playing pinball, we're trying to win. We're trying to grab for that gold ring. You know, it allows us to be in pursuit mode, where we're in control, or we're trying to be. We're playing the slot machines, and we're putting in our quarters in hopes that we get that bonus. So it's very rewarding, and it's sort of a kind of trying to be in control to gain a reward. And the fact that we don't get much of a reward, oh, well, that is neither here nor there. That doesn't stop people from playing the slot machines or betting on horses just because they don't win very often.
Right. Yeah, you mentioned that there are, over 250 out-of-child patterns?
Well, I list about 250, maybe 300 out-of-child characteristics to help you go over the list so that to get in touch with your own out-of-child patterns. Most of the ones on my website that I list are my own outer child patterns.
Right.
Yes. And so, but I put them there. And plus, I've been collecting outer child characteristics from people writing into my website for years. So a lot of them are people writing in. But, you know, it's there to help you identify your own outer child. We all have a unique outer child, you know, profile of different characteristics.
Now, for some reason, the passive behavior and the avoidance seems to keep sticking out at me. I'm wondering if I have that. Like what do you have an example of a passive behavior or avoidance?
Well, you know, we the way we sabotage ourselves is either active. We do something stupid, like have a third glass of wine and then drive, or we fail to do something, like return our library books. So it's we do bad things that aren't good for us, and we also neglect to do things that would be good for us. So the passive kinds of ways our outer child sabotages us are the things that we don't do. And in my case, it would be things like, I need to make a very significant phone call to, let's say, somebody who can help promote my work and promote the abandonment recovery, outer child recovery project. But, you know, because it's an uncomfortable phone call and I have to look up the number and stay on hold, I avoid it. I put it off until tomorrow. And it gets put off day and day and day, and I waste time doing that. It's procrastination. We all have passive ways of sabotaging ourselves. There's just no one, even the most self-initiating people, wish they would be less procrastinative and avoid fewer things. We all do it, but it does add up to a lot of self-sabotage.
Why are these habits so hard, or these patterns so hard to break?
Well, you know, they're very ingrained in the brain. First of all, the behaviors that really we're talking about here, the outer child behaviors, are quick fixes. They're the knee-jerk reactions we have to things, and they're immediate gratification. So let's say we want to feel really good, and we would feel really good if we could trim down and be healthy and feel healthy. But we want to feel really good. In the moment, the best way to feel really good is have that second piece of cake.
Well,
that's not going to help us trim down. So it is the fact that we grab for the quick fix, for the immediate gratification, in order to reduce tension or seek pleasure. All human beings are built to grab for immediate gratification. I mean, we're designed that way because we're self-regulatory machines. But if we're trying to pursue goals, we have to delay gratification to reach long-range goals. An outer child hates long-range goals. Outer child wants what it wants now. It wants immediate gratification and doesn't want it. It wants cake when it wants it. It wants, you know, alcohol when it wants it. It wants a new boat, and that's it. You know, it doesn't want to have to wait.
So interesting.
Right.
Oh, I'm enjoying this. Oh, I'm learning so much. Well, boy, the time is really flying. This is the moment in the program I just like everyone to just sit back and relax. So funny, I have a new computer someone gave me, and I forgot to upload this music, so we're going to try it this way here. I'm just going to stand in front of the stereo. So everyone just sit back and take a nice, deep breath. And just allow all the cares of the day to melt away. I am open and receptive to all the good of life. Every day, in every way, I am becoming more and more prosperous. I was prosperous, am prosperous, and will always be prosperous. And for this, I am ever so grateful. I am happy and so grateful, for I always have whatever I need. The universe takes good care of me. My life is full of love and joy and all the material things that I need. Prosperity within me, prosperity around me, abundance within me, and abundance around me. I allow all good things to come into my life, and I enjoy them. I create prosperity easily and effortlessly. I am the child of the divine. I love abundance and prosperity, and I attract it naturally. Life, in fact, the entire universe, and the entire group of mankind is conspiring to make me prosperous and abundant. I live a fabulous life. I let go of all resistance to prosperity, and it comes to me naturally. Each and every day, I am in a state of fulfillment. I have love in my life, true friends, beautiful family members. Life is so good. Each and every day, I continue to heal. I continue to grow. I continue to live. I am so thankful for the abundance and prosperity that I have in my life. I share this abundance everywhere I go. Life is magnificent. Life is amazing. My life is fabulous. And so it is. You're listening to It's All About You, the radio program that is celebrating life, prosperity, and unlimited potential. And my guest today is Susan Anderson, author of the book, Taming Your Outer Child, Overcoming Self-Sabotage and Healing from Abandonment. Okay. Still with me, Susan?
I'm here, Gary, and that was so nice.
Okay, thank you.
That was a very nice moment to take and visualize that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually something that we do in the program for Taming Your Outer Child, which is to use your imagination to put those kinds of thoughts on the screen of your mind and do so on a regular basis, which is something I call physical therapy for the brain.
Mm-hmm.
Because the part of the brain that actually takes that moment and puts that information on the screen of the mind and can envision oneself in with that abundance, that part of the brain is a weak muscle that we have until we use it just in such a way. And every time we use it, just when we're getting physical therapy, it strengthens that muscle and makes us more and more capable of manifesting that muscle can actually do things to help us move forward.
That sounds like an excellent program that you're involved in. How did you get involved with this type of work? Was it something growing up you always knew you would be doing, or did
growing up, I had abandonment issues as a child.
Mm-hmm.
It made me sensitive to the issue. I was a therapist, so mm-hmm. I kind of worked with that sensitivity of the abandonment issue with my clients, and then as an adult, I had my own profound abandonment when the love of my life, my marital partner, suddenly left me for another woman. You know, the cliche for a younger woman.
Oh, wow.
It was one of those situations. And it was so devastating that I had to find a way not only to deal with the unbelievable emotional crisis, which threatened to destroy the whole rest of my life, that's what it felt like, but also, you know, the aftermath of that, which is all the self-sabotage that comes out of that. You know, how it affects your next relationship and makes you gun-shy and maybe shut down or makes you too insecure to trust somebody. I wanted to be able to heal in a really comprehensive way that I wouldn't even have picked up new baggage, new defense mechanisms. And so I went on search, and I searched and searched and found through a lot of research into science and many fields, I found some very effective techniques.
Very good. I'm just listening to you speak when you're talking about the abandonment thing, because I've been in, I guess you want to call them relationships, and they ended, and like you said, you just felt, I don't know, it was all somewhere just, as they say, beat you with an ugly stick. I just felt ugly. I just felt like, what am I doing? You know, it's amazing how it can affect you like that.
It brings us to our knees. because it brings us back to that primal abandonment fear and that fear that we're not enough. It just cuts us to the knees, right to the quick, right to that point.
Mm.
And it can be so devastating that it's very hard to actually stand up and walk because you are so absolutely reduced in terms of your belief in yourself at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a way to heal it. There's a way to take all that pain and flip it so that not, of course, it doesn't happen overnight. I don't want to make it sound easy. It's work. But
yeah.
There's simple work you do, and you just do it on a regular basis. It involves part visualization as well as writing and taking baby step actions. But there are things you can do that's part of a progressive program that works incrementally, and you can flip that pain and turn it into strength and new connection, new love, goal achievement, new life.
Terrific. And your fabulous new book that addresses all that, those things, right?
Yes, it takes you step by step so that you don't have to reinvent the wheel. You actually just follow the program outlined in the book, and it will bring you to where you need to go.
Well, that's a perfect way to end our show. Susan Anderson, thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me.
Oh, you're a blessing. And her book is, well, her name, Susan Anderson. We want to make sure we get that out there. We really need this book. And the title of the book is Taming Your Outer Child. And the subtitle is Overcoming Self-Sabotage and Healing from Abandonment. And, oh, I'm just so excited about the whole thing. You'll love the cover. You'll love the information. It's fabulous. So I look forward to being with you guys next week. You've been listening to It's All About You, the radio program that is celebrating life, prosperity, and unlimited potential. And I'm your host, Darian Marshall, and it's just been an honor and a privilege. And I look forward to being with you next week. And so it is.